Good morning. This is Akashvani. I'm Saira Mushtaba with World News. The headlines. Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva announced plans to form a strategic alliance with India aimed at fostering political, economic and technological cooperation between the two nations. Two people killed after a cargo plane skids off runway at the Hong Kong International Airport and lands in sea. Rodrigo Paz, a centrist senator, wins Bolivia's presidential election. Hoshi opens India's medal account at Asian Youth Games in Manama, Bahrain. And in cricket, England beat India to seal semi-final berth in ICC Women's World Cup. And now the news in detail. Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva has announced plans to form a strategic alliance with India aimed at fostering political, economic and technological cooperation between the two nations. Following the conclusion of Vice President Geraldo Alckmin's recent visit to India, Mr. Silva emphasized the importance of strengthening bilateral ties with New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Silva said, "The visit of the Vice President, Geraldo Alckmin, to India in preparation for his trip early next year is very important because India has an exceptional market." He added that they will create a strategic alliance with India and develop both Brazilian and Indian economies. The Brazilian president's remarks came a day after Vice President Geraldo Alckmin's visit to India. During his visit to India, Mr. Alckmin clarified that India's and Brazil's cooperation is complementary and is not competitive. The Festival of Lights has arrived, and Dubai is aglow with joy and celebration as residents and visitors mark Diwali with traditional fervor and cultural vibrancy. Streets, markets and landmarks across the city have come alive with lights, music and festive decor, capturing the essence of the Indian festival that symbolizes the triumph of light over darkness.
In Bar Dubai, fondly known as Mini India, rows of traditional lamps and shimmering decorations adorn shop fronts and buildings, creating a festive spectacle. Local stores are witnessing brisk business as shoppers pick up ethnic wear, jewelry, sweets and handcrafted decor items. Gold markets have also reported a surge in visitors following Dhanteras, the auspicious day for purchasing precious metals. While fireworks remain tightly regulated across the UAE, designated areas such as Dubai Creek and Global Village are hosting official displays this evening, promising a safe yet spectacular visual treat for the public. The Noor Festival of Lights continues to attract crowds with its creative installations inspired by Diwali's themes. Community centers, malls are also hosting Rangoli competitions where families and children are adding their own touch of color and artistry to the celebrations. In Abu Dhabi, the BAPS Hindu Mandir is at the heart of the festivities, welcoming devotees for special Diwali prayers and rituals. The temple remains open exclusively for celebrations today, allowing visitors to offer prayers and partake in cultural activities. The festive period will continue with Annakoot on October 22nd, followed by the Maha Annakoot on October 25th and 26th, featuring a grand offering of hundreds of vegetarian dishes prepared as a part of traditional Thanksgiving rituals. Blending tradition with Dubai's cosmopolitan flair, this year's Diwali once again reflects the Emirates' spirit of unity and inclusivity. Jigyasa Pandey for World News.
US President Donald Trump has threatened to raise tariffs on Colombia and stop all payments to the South American nation. The announcement came as escalation continues over a feud that stems from US military strikes on vessels allegedly transporting drugs in the region. Earlier in the day, Mr. Trump called Colombian President Gustavo Petro an illegal drug dealer, while Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said US forces had attacked a vessel associated with a Colombian rebel group. Meanwhile, Colombian President Gustavo Petro said the boat belonged to a humble family and not a rebel group, while his government called Mr. Trump's remarks offensive. Two people were killed after a cargo plane skidded off a runway at the Hong Kong International Airport and landed in the sea today. The flight was arriving from Dubai when it hit a vehicle on the north runway. Four crew members on board the plane survived. The affected runway is closed, but the airport's other two runways are still operational. Rodrigo Paz, a centrist senator, has won Bolivia's presidential election. Rodrigo Paz defeated his conservative rival, Jorge Tuto Quiroga, as the country's worst economic crisis helped propel the end of nearly two decades of leftist rule. Paz won 54.5% of the votes, beating Quiroga's 45.5%, according to early results from Bolivia's electoral tribunal. Paz's party does not hold a majority in the country's legislature, which will force him to forge alliances to govern effectively. The new president takes office on 8th of November. The 58-year-old senator's win marks a historic shift for the South American country, governed almost continuously since 2006 by Bolivia's Movement to Socialism, or MAS, which once enjoyed overwhelming support from the country's indigenous majority. This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AI News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AR app. Welcome back to World News. Israel Defense Forces IDF has announced that it has renewed enforcement of the ceasefire agreement following a series of airstrikes in Gaza. In a social media post, the IDF said it will continue to uphold the ceasefire agreement and will respond firmly to any violation of it. Earlier, the IDF reported that it had carried out airstrikes targeting dozens of Hamas-linked sites across Gaza. These included weapons storage facilities, firing positions, terrorist cells, and approximately 6 kilometers of underground tunnels allegedly used for planning attacks against Israel. The IDF said over 120 munitions were used in the operation. The strikes by the IDF follow an escalation by Hamas in the Rafah area of southern Gaza, where defense forces claim that an anti-tank missile and gunfire were directed at IDF troops operating to dismantle the terror infrastructure in accordance with the ceasefire terms. Now news from the world of sports.
At the 2025 Asian Youth Games, India's 15-year-old Khushi opened the medal tally for the country in Bahrain, winning a bronze medal in Kurash yesterday. Competing in the girls' 70kg weight class in a draw of 6, she got a bye in the quarterfinals and lost to Uzbekistan in the semifinals. Kurash is a traditional form of upright jacket wrestling and is one of the world's oldest martial arts. In women's cricket, England defeated India by 4 runs in the ICC ODI World Cup in Indore last night. Chasing a target of 289 runs set by England, India managed to score only 284 for 6 in 50 overs. Heather Knight was adjudged the player of the match. The win assured an unbeaten England of a semi-final spot, joining Australia and South Africa. On the other hand, India must now win both their remaining games against New Zealand and Bangladesh to guarantee a semi-final berth in the World Cup. Today, Sri Lanka will face Bangladesh in Navi Mumbai at 3 p.m. Indian Standard Time. In men's cricket, Australia defeated India by 7 wickets in the rain-affected first ODI of the 3-match series at Perth yesterday. Australia surpassed the DLS target of 131 in only 21.1 overs, losing 3 wickets. The match was reduced to 26 overs after rain marred the play. The second match of the series will be played in Adelaide on 23rd of this month. Sanyukta Yadav, Sports Desk.
In France, thieves stole items from the Louvre Museum, one of Paris's most iconic attractions. Thieves in balaclavas broke into the museum yesterday, using a crane to smash an upstairs window, then stealing priceless objects from an area that houses the French crown jewels before escaping on motorbikes. The robbery took between 6 to 7 minutes and was carried out by 4 people. A total of 9 objects were targeted by the criminals and 8 were actually stolen. President Emmanuel Macron, in a social media post, said the theft committed is an attack on the heritage and that they will recover the works and the perpetrators will be brought to justice. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin once again. Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva announced plans to form a strategic alliance with India aimed at fostering political, economic and technological cooperation between the two nations. 2 people killed after a cargo plane skids off runway at the Hong Kong International Airport and lands in sea. Rodrigo Paz, a centrist senator, wins Bolivia's presidential election. Khushi opens India's medal account at Asian Youth Games in Manama in Bahrain. And in cricket, England beat India to seal semi-final berth in ICC Women's World Cup. That's all in World News. Stay tuned to Akashvani. Have a happy and safe Diwali.